American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. What are demonstrative adjectives? They're words used to modify nouns. In other words, they are used to refer to one or more people, place, or thing. For this grammar review, I'll focus on just four. They are this, that, these, those. This and that are used to refer to one. These and those are used to refer to more than one. This and these are used to refer to something close in proximity, in other words, near you. That and those are used to refer to something farther away, not close. Here are some examples. This book belongs to my best friend, Bill. One book. The book is probably close to you, near you, maybe you're holding it in your hand. This is your demonstrative adjective. Book is your noun. So, this book. Another example would be, this belongs to Bill. It's only one book, and the book is near you, close to you. We can see it for sure. This is your demonstrative adjective. These apples are so delicious. There is more than one. These apples, they're close to us, and maybe we've just eaten one. Yum, yum. These apples are so delicious. There's more than one apple, and I've probably just eaten one or tasted one apple. So we can see where it is. You'll notice that I don't need the word apple because I understand what you're talking about. These are so delicious, these apples. That house over there belongs to my neighbor. There's just one house. The house is farther away than my house. I put the words over there to help you better understand that. That is often used for things, places that are far away, not close to you. So that is your demonstrative adjective. Here's another way to say the same thing. That is my neighbor's. It's one house, so you and I might be looking at the house, and I simply say, hey, that is my neighbor's house, or hey, that's my neighbor's. Those people are my parents. Two people. So in this case, I put the noun there to help you understand. Hey, those are my parents. There are two people we're looking at. You and I can see them. They're not real close to us. Maybe they're sort of far away. Maybe they're just a few feet away. But the idea is that they aren't very near us. Those people over there, those are my parents. There are more demonstrative adjectives. Some examples are former, latter, yon, and yonder. This may not be standard English. The words yon and yonder may not be standard English in today's spoken English, but I need to tell you that sometimes we use language like that because it creates a smile. Maybe it's about communication. If I use the word yonder, out yonder, people would probably look at me a little funny, but most likely they'll look at me a little funny, a little strange, let's say, and they'll most likely be smiling. So former and latter are used more commonly in today's everyday speech, while yon and yonder are considered non-standard. As I mentioned before, non-standard words are not commonly used in today's English, but sometimes we do that because we want to make you smile. We want to communicate in such a way with maybe a little humor. If the person you're speaking to can see or understands what you're referring to, you can use your demonstrative adjective without the noun. To emphasize the noun or subject, use both. So in this case, you would use the demonstrative adjective and the noun if you really want to emphasize what you're trying to say. Ask your teacher to explain the subject further. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.